I'm disappointed that I cannot report any extravagances in his opinion on the old masters. There's so much in his character which is strange that I feel it would complete the picture if his views were outrageous. I feel the need to ascribe to him fantastic theories about his predecessors, and it is with a certain sense of disillusion that I confess he thought about them pretty much as does everybody else. I do not believe he knew El Greco. He had a great but somewhat impatient admiration for Velázquez. Chardin delighted him, and Rembrandt moved him to ecstasy. He described the impression that Rembrandt made on him with a coarseness I cannot repeat. The only painter that interested him who was at all unexpected was Bruegel the Elder. I knew very little about him at that time, and Strickland had no power to explain himself. I remember what he said about him, because it was so unsatisfactory. "He's all right," said Strickland. "I bet he found it hell to paint." When, later in Vienna, I saw several of Peter Bruegel's pictures, I thought I understood why he'd attracted Strickland's attention. Here, too, was a man with a vision of the world peculiar to himself. I made somewhat copious notes at the time, intending to write something about him, but I've lost them, and have now only the recollection of an emotion. He seemed to see his fellow creatures grotesquely, and he was angry with them because they were grotesque. Life was a confusion of ridiculous, sordid happenings, a fit subject for laughter, and yet it made him sorrowful to laugh. Bruegel gave me the impression of a man striving to express in one medium feelings more appropriate to expression in another, and it may be that it was the obscure consciousness of this that excited Strickland's sympathy. Perhaps both were trying to put down in paint ideas which were more suitable to literature. Strickland at this time must have been nearly 47.